This is GQDN for Thursday, June the 8th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/thegroupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, oh yes, Summer Game Fest. But I'm saving that for last because that was the only good thing that we've seen. Because we're also going to be talking about Whoopi Goldberg being angry and a college football boycott going on. But we start today with DualShockers.com, and they're saying that some of the Diablo 4 players are very aggravated, mainly because of a network disconnect. And that is also basically because of lack of communication when it comes to those disconnects. But most of the players are, well, most of the players on Reddit are saying that, quote, this is stupid, unquote. And they are arguing that World of Warcraft, for instance, would issue a statement saying that the servers will be down at X time to X time. But there is no maintenance warning for Diablo 4. But some people did say that the server maintenance notice was visible on the launcher for a few hours before that update was going to be downloaded, or even the servers would go down. So, now one of the players called System of War did say that they were having an exhausting experience, basically saying that the character was always lagging because they died twice because of the lag. That did happen to me, and when it did lag, they were not able to use any dodge mechanics. Like I said, that did happen to me once. So, I do understand that pain. But now we go over to PushSquare.com, and they are saying that the PlayStation Store leaks called Blasphemous 2 does have a release date ahead of the Summer Game Fest. So, a video that was hastily posted as the PS Store trailer did have a pixel art cat out of the bag. Well, basically, part of pixel art called Blasphemous 2, and it'll release on the 24th of August on PlayStation 5. Now, that was supposed to be with the Summer Game Fest, but the Sony Digital storefront did include a previously unseen trailer with the date connected to it. So, mistakes do happen. But here's something that's pretty cool in itself. Ubisoft Plus now has a free trial to it. This comes to us from BlueNews.com, and the free trial is a 7-day free trial service, and here's what Ubisoft had to say about it. Quote, Ubisoft Plus is offering a free trial for Ubisoft Forward. Anyone who signs up between June 8th through the 21st will receive a free 7-day trial subscription, granting them access to a growing library, including the likes of Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Rainbow Six Siege, expansions like Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Dawn of Ragnarok, and Far Cry 6, Lost Between Worlds, and rotating section of indie games like Beholder 2, Neon Abyss. You can also get access to premium editions of games, as well as day access to new releases. Additionally, every month you can earn exclusive in-game rewards like cosmetic items and boosters. The free trial is available on PC through Ubisoft Connect, as well as Xbox through the Ubisoft Plus multi-access plan. Tutorial restrictions, terms and conditions apply. Auto-renews unless canceled. Blah, blah, blah. So that's good. But now we got something that is, well, it could be bad. So PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that EA College Football, well, there's a boycott encouraged over the low pay allegations. So, EA is offering just $500 per player in the EA College Sports Football. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle did say, according to Sportico, the fee does not allow for any royalties, and players cannot negotiate for additional payment. So, here's what the College Football Players Association Vice President Justin Falcinelli did say to On3. So, quote, all current players should boycott this deal. is an optional, is an opt-in deal, and they should not opt into it. It is just a ridiculously low amount of money, given the context and the hype that surrounds the game. When we first heard the number, we're like, all right, that sounds low. Let's figure out if it is low. I started talking to guys, some of my friends, some guys who are still playing in the NFL. So what are NFL players getting paid for Madden? And the numbers were given from 2019. It was disclosed that they got, I think, about $17,000. And then a current NFL player told us that he got a check for $28,000 this year for Madden. Now, in 2016, an NCAA athlete named Ed O'Brien did file a lawsuit against EA over the use of the players' images and likenesses for commercial purposes. And EA did settle out of court for $40 million. But that ended the contract with the NCAA. Now, by the time that players opted into that agreement, they did receive a compensation of roughly $1,200 each. So we shall see what happens. Now, we get to good old Whoopi Goldberg. BigPCGamer.com. Whoopi is not happy with Blizzard because they didn't release Diablo 4 on Apple computers. So, here's what she said. Quote, I use Apple computers. That's why I've always used to play Diablo. And suddenly now, Diablo 4 is not available on my Apple computer. So yeah, she was talking up on her Instagram. Further quote, already bought Diablo 4. Blizzard Entertainment, this is Whoopi. You know how much I love Diablo. I would like y'all to tell those of us who use Apples to play, allow us to play on Apple. Take Diablo 4 and let us do it and have a great time. When you do the next launch, then you can say, everybody, we're not going to have you playing if you're an Apple person who is not going to change to something else. I'm telling you, this really pissed me off. Now, Rod Ferguson did reply on Twitter, quote, I did not have Whoopi Goldberg yelling at me on Instagram on my Diablo 4 launch bingo card. So, should that be on Apple, on iMac computers? Let me know on Twitter at Joe Brums. Now, Push Square did say that PlayStation Plus Game Pass subscription has stalled in the USA. So this is what Matt Piscildia, and I do apologize if I screwed up the name, on Twitter did say, quote, growth of video game subscription spending has stalled. According to Cicina's Game Market Dynamics reporting, April 23, subpending in the U.S. was only 2% higher than April 22. Finding new subscribers beyond the console ownership base has been proven very difficult thus far. So, I think they need help. PlayStation Plus does, because help may be on the way. As like I told you at the beginning of the show, Summer Game Fest did have its day today. And according to GameSpot.com, here is some of the things that went down. One, we knew that Prince of Persia was coming, and they titled it The Lost Crown. So it's going to have some puzzles to it, going to have some action to it, a little bit RPG, looks to be some fun stuff, and that'll be releasing on January 18th, 2024. And of course, we knew that Mortal Kombat 1 was coming there anyway. And this, now according to the developers on stage, officially said that this comes after Mortal Kombat 11. Because who has the hold of the new era? Liu Kang, the new fire god. In fact, it did have some faces, such as Raiden. Yes, he's making a comeback. Sub-Zero, Scorpion, and Katana, and Jax. Also, there's going to be a cameo function, which means players can select two characters from the roster. It'll be a primary fighter and a cameo fighter. And you could summon the cameo to use some special attacks. Now, there's going to be some other stuff going on, including some storylines. And people will start enjoying that on September 19th, 2023. But wait, there's even more. We have Sonic Superstars. So the 2D Sonic does come back, and it'll be on your phone. But it'll have a 3D art style to it, which is all very good. So if you like Sonic, here we go. And then they came out with the Lies of P. So we know that as Pinocchio, and they did show a little bit more of what's coming there. Liza P will release on August 1st, 2023. People got up for this one too. Alan Wake 2. They did show a bit more gameplay to it, and they said, and the developer did say that you'll be switching, or you can switch between the two characters, or you could choose one or the other. Doesn't matter. This is a horror game, and this horror game will be out and available to you to strike fear in you on October 17th, 2022. Proper time. Now, we do know about Marvel Spider-Man 2 because on the PlayStation reveal, hey, it's coming. And they said it was going to come in fall, but they saved it for Keighley. Developers came out and said, here's the release date, October 20th, 2023. You got Banishers, Ghost of New Eden, and you're in a fantasy land inhabited by specters and supernatural beings, and the Banishers do follow Anita Duarte and Red Mac Wraith, which are two lovers who also hunt ghosts together. There is no release date for that one. And then there's a game called Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name. So this is a spin-off from the Ryuga Gotoku Studio, and that's the developers behind Like a Dragon and the Yakuza series. And this is set between Yakuza 6 and Yakuza 8, where you follow Kiru while he's hiding under the codename Zuru at the Daojoji Temple. Leh. Words. So they did show some of the game's plot and the beat-em-up type of combat. But also, they did talk about The Witcher 3 series going to Netflix. And, Sweet Tooth. Oh, Sweet Tooth. But they ended the show on something that PlayStation should have had. Oops, I'm sorry, that's an opinion. I'll have more to say to this on the weekly show. But the end of the show with Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Now, there's no date to it, but they did show some story, a little bit, some background, and a little bit of gameplay. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is coming to PlayStation 5 in early 2024. Here we go. You know I will be playing it. You know I will be playing it. Because we are Group Quest. We play a whole bunch of games. But we will be back in Diablo. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some video games, people. No.